Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you the story about the rabbi who was going to give his inaugural address in shul? And the rabbi said to him, Rabbi, what's going to be the content of your sermon? And the rabbi said, it's going to be the milk of human kindness. So the rabbi said to him, I hope it's going to be condensed. So, ladies and gentlemen, I won't keep you very long. Bereshus HaRav Kupa, Rabbi Dishon, Dr. Gerber, and Mrs. Cooper, of course. And ladies and gentlemen, now we Jews have some... have some peculiar minhagim which we adhere to as if they were Torah's Moshe. Not least of which is the phrase Mazel Tov, generally translated as good luck. It is utilized on all occasions connected to a simcha, for instance a wedding, Mazel Tov. Someone wins a lottery, Mazel Tov, and so on. One also has to have mazel in bringing up one's children. A little bit of mazel does not go amiss. A Sefer Torah, for instance, has to have mazel. Otherwise, it can languish in the Aron HaKodesh and not be taken out. This term, mazel, luck, is so far removed from Jewish thought, yet it has been used for hundreds of years, if not thousands. And the conclusion that I have come to is that mazel is a special bracha from Hashem Yisburach, given to individuals and also to kehilot. Some 40-odd years ago, our kehila had the mazel to have Rabbi Kupa accept the position of Rav. But I must tell you, Rabbi Kupa, that mazel works both ways. You had the mazel of becoming Rav of a kehila who knew and know how to respect the Rav. Witness the Olam that we have this evening in recognition of the past 40 years. Jack, where's the presentation? It now gives me great pleasure in presenting to you and to Mrs. Cooper this beautiful becher, and the inscription reads, presented to Rabbi and Mrs. D. Cooper on their 40th anniversary with NHAYS, North End and Astral Synagogue, with gratitude. May you both use it in good health, and may have Esrim Shana.